Welcome to Elite Achievement, the podcast for high-performing business owners and leaders. I'm Kristen Burke, your coach and host. Together, we'll unpack the stories, mindsets, and habits of top achievers and explore how to turn ambition into remarkable results. If you're ready to maximize your potential and elevate your success, let's make it happen. What's one activity you know drives growth in your business that you haven't been as consistent with lately? Maybe it's asking for referrals. Maybe it's scheduling new meetings with prospective clients. Or maybe it's protecting time each week for business development. One of the things I've noticed over the years, both in my business and in coaching conversations with clients, is that every business has a handful of activities that actually drive growth. And most of the time, the challenge isn't figuring out what those activities are. Most people already have a pretty good idea. The challenge is continuing to execute those activities consistently over time. And because those activities are often repetitive, they feel fundamental. They also require interpersonal risk and open you up to rejection, so it's not unusual for people to start doing them less consistently. And when you start doing these activities less consistently, growth almost always slows down. So today, I want to share with you the three reasons people move away from the activities that drive growth in their business. Because once you recognize these patterns, you can catch them early and adjust before they start slowing down your momentum. The first reason is that people start believing the fundamentals should be easier by now. In the early stages of building a business, the emotional and relational effort required to initiate growth activities is expected. You're starting from scratch and there is no momentum yet. You're building relationships, developing trust, and learning how to generate opportunities. So people aren't surprised when it takes effort. But after a few years, something subtle begins to shift. Once you experience success, maybe it's you've brought on clients, you've hit your revenue targets, you're getting recognition, expectations start to evolve. Your mind starts to think, if I've already proven I can do this, shouldn't it get easier now? Success quietly raises the bar for what feels acceptable. Effort that once felt normal can begin to feel like a sign that something is wrong. You start expecting the business to generate more momentum on its own. And some opportunities do start arriving without as much effort. Referrals come in unsolicited, and existing client relationships can generate new revenue. Because of this, it can begin to feel like the business should eventually run on that momentum alone. But momentum in most service businesses is rarely permanent. It still needs to be reinforced with the same fundamental activities that created it. And when the fundamentals still require effort, it can start to feel frustrating or like something is wrong. But nothing is wrong. The fundamentals still require effort because they almost always involve some form of interpersonal risk. You're reaching out, you're asking for introductions, you're initiating conversations, and those things require a level of courage. It's not that effort goes away, you just get more courageous or used to getting out of your comfort zone. This is something I was talking about recently with my peer accountability partner who runs a marketing agency. We were almost laughing about it because even at this stage in our businesses, we've had to admit that it still takes effort to get clients. We still need to have intentional time set aside for business development. Now, what that looks like today is different than when we first started. The volume is different. The type of clients we're looking to connect with has evolved, but there's still an element of the fundamentals that must be there. The second reason is that people start questioning whether the strategy is working. When the results aren't there, maybe your pipeline is dry, maybe you're not getting as many yeses as you are used to getting, maybe opportunities aren't coming as easily as they were before, your frustration builds. And it's easy to conclude that something about the strategy must not be working. You might think, I need a different approach or I need a better system. It's easier to change the strategy than it is to take a hard look at your own execution. Because when you question the strategy, you don't have to fully own the consistency of what you've been doing. You don't have to ask yourself, have I actually been doing this at the level required for it to work? And most of the time, if you're being really honest, the answer is no. No, you haven't been doing enough consistent activity for it to work. You haven't done enough outreach or prospecting or phoning or follow-up to achieve your desired results. But instead of addressing that, it's more comfortable to assume the approach is the issue. I see this a lot with referrals. Someone commits to asking for referrals for a period of time, sees a little traction, and then stops or becomes inconsistent. And then later they wonder why their business hasn't grown. But it wasn't the strategy that was the problem. It was that the strategy wasn't executed consistently enough for it to fully work. So instead of going back and doing the courageous work, they start looking for something new. And it almost always feels better to change the strategy than it does to recommit to the fundamentals. The third reason is that as your role expands, your priorities start to compete. As the business grows, your role expands from founder or producer to firm leader or CEO. You're no longer just focused on clients or revenue. Now you're hiring and developing your team. You're in more internal meetings that pull you away from client-facing conversations. And you're solving problems that you didn't have to face before, such as dealing with someone on the team who isn't performing, working through team dynamics, or figuring out the structure and the roles and who owns what. So the person who used to spend most of their time on the activities that directly drove growth is now splitting their attention across multiple demands. The demands of running the business and the demands of leading people. And those demands tend to feel more immediate. If someone on your team needs something, you feel compelled to respond. If there's an issue, you need to handle it. Those things are visible and they're right in front of you and they feel like they can't wait. And because of that, you give them priority. Now, all of a sudden, what gets pushed back is the work that actually drives growth. The demands of running the business feel urgent, but the work that grows the business often doesn't. If any of this feels familiar, the next step isn't to go find a better strategy. It's to actually take a step back and look at your own business. Study the data. Where are your best opportunities coming from? Not where you think they should come from or where other people have gotten opportunities from, but where have your best opportunities come from? What are the specific activities that when you do them lead to new conversations, new relationships, and new business? Because those activities may have evolved over time. The volume might look different. The types of clients you're focused on may have changed, but there are still a handful of things that drive growth. And once you're clear on what those things are, the question becomes how consistently you're actually doing them. Not occasionally or not when it feels convenient, but consistently enough that they have a chance to work. For most people, that means showing up and doing those activities week after week over a sustained period of time, not in short bursts or not for a couple of weeks and then stopping, but long enough to build momentum. A good way to think about this is, have you done it consistently for a full quarter? Have you had enough conversations, done enough follow-up, asked enough times for the strategy to fully play out? Because there is a point where your strategy may need to evolve, but most people don't get to that point. They change too early before they've given the fundamentals enough consistency to work. And as your role expands, this becomes even more important because no one is going to protect that time for you. You have to decide that the activities that drive growth still belong in your week, even when everything else is competing for your attention. Until next time, elite achievers, celebrate your wins, reflect on your lessons, and consistently show up with the mindset and habits that will elevate your success. Remember, progress is made one step at a time. By listening to today's episode, you've taken an important step toward achieving remarkable results. If you're ready to continue your journey, visit my website, kristenburke.com, for resources, tools, and strategies designed to help you experience elite achievement. Subscribe now so you never miss an episode, and let's keep embracing the mindset, effort, and values that drive consistent elite performance. Thank you for listening.